Surah Al-Isra, verses 78-84.
We read in 10 to 12 minutes. Fajr, which is a 2-rakat salah, we also read in about 10 minutes. Because the tilawa of Fajr has to be lengthened. Wa Qur'an al-Fajr. Inna Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhuda. The recital of Fajr is attended and witnessed. It is mashhud by the angels of protection, or angels recording deeds, whose shifts begin and terminate at Fajr and Asr, according to the hadith. So a set of angels come now at Fajr, and those who have been with us from Asr, they depart, go back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those who have now come for the new shift begin at Fajr until Asr. The injunction for Fajr Salah is distinct from the rest. So all four Salahs appeared once, and then Fajr appears on its own, as this is the one salah that people have to awaken to perform. Therefore, its merit is also stated in the ayah. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ Ayah number 79, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ, and perform salah during some portion of the night, and offer the salah of tahajjud. فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ, as an additional prayer stipulated for you. This injunction is followed by glad tidings for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you have been given an extra salah, greater duty. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend at least a third of the night in salah, and half, and sometimes even the entire night. And because of that, عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, it may well be that your Lord will raise you to the station of praise and glory. Maqam Mahmud is a station of praise and glory, and this is Allah's promise to grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the great intercession on the day of judgment, which will benefit every human being, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Wa qur rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now instructed to leave his matters in the control of Allah. Remember, they wanted to displace him from Makkah. They wanted him to compromise the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُرْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ, and say, O my Lord, after departing from Makkah, grant me an honorable entrance and a comfortable existence wherever I may be. وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ, and upon exiting Makkah, grant me an honorable and a comfortable exit. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا, and grant me from yourself such dominance, sultan, such dominance over the disbelievers, which is accompanied by your divine help, sultanan nasira, so that there is a continuation and gradual increase in this dominance and divine help until it culminates with total domination and absolute victory. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ, ayah number 81, and proclaim to them, informing them in advance of the acceptance of this supplication. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave you a dua, and He is telling you to inform the kuffar this supplication is accepted. So tell them, Ja' al-Haqq, the true religion has come to stay and prevail. Wa zahaq al-Batil, and the religion of falsehood is gone. Inna al-Batila kana zahuqa, indeed falsehood is ever bound to fade into oblivion. So by reflecting on this truth, batil will always collapse. So by reflecting on this truth, your distress would be lessened. Consequently, Makkah Mukarramah was conquered within a few years after the migration to Medina Munawwara, and all the promises of Allah were fulfilled. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, and to add to your consolation, know that we revealed in the Qur'an مَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءٌ, that which is a healing, وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and a mercy for the people of Iman. Why? Since they believe in it and they act according to its injunctions, they secure mercy from Allah. And how is it a shifa? They are purged and purified of corrupt beliefs and actions. So it is a shifa for, against corrupt beliefs and actions. It is also a shifa in other ways, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Surah Fatiha is a shifa from every disease. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ, as for the evildoers, the kuffar, لَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا, it only increases them in ruin and loss. for they reject the Quran and incur the displeasure and wrath of Allah by doing so. And since they are determined about rejecting the Quran, there is no point in grieving over their fate or being distressed about their opposition. The next passage, which is Ayah 83 and 84, reveals why, unlike the believers, the disbelievers fail to benefit from the Quran. Consequently, the root cause of their problem is arrogance, hard-heartedness, and a lack of connection to Allah. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ And when we bestow favors on certain human beings, who are the disbelievers in particular, أَنْعَمْنَا, we give them ni'mats. What happens? أَعْرَضَ, they turn their backs to me and to my commandments. وَنَآ بِجَانِبِ, and they draw aside. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرَ And when harm befalls him, كَانَ يَأُوسَ, they become despondent and give themselves up to despair. Both conditions reflect a lack of connection with Allah, and it is this very lack of connection with Allah which makes them indifferent to the hidayah He has revealed. So they fail to deliberate on the truth of it, and the result is that kufr and rejection is their lot. قُلْ كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي Say to them, everyone, believer and disbeliever, righteous and evil, each one conducts himself with good or bad deeds in his own way and in conformity to the dictates of sound intelligence or pure ignorance. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا And your Lord knows best who is rightly guided and who is totally misguided, and He will requite each one accordingly. That's a brief summary of this ruku, inshallah. We will do the tilawa and recite. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Aqimis salata lidunuki shamsi ila ghasaqil layli wa qur'anal fajr Inna qur'anal fajri kana mashhuda Wa minal layli fatahajjad bihi nafilatan lak عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَئُوسًا قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا